Welcome in, everybody, to the 129th episode of the West Side Sports Podcast. It is October 10th, 2024. I am recording live from my little oasis here in Cedar Valley, Washington. I am your host, Dakota Esri. Welcome into the podcast today. As always, if you enjoy the content, please do me a huge favor. Subscribe, leave a rating. Greatly appreciate it. Today's episode is going to be a lively one. It's going to be probably 20, 25 minutes. We're just going to do a preview of this Seahawks game today, this evening on Thursday Night Football. Seahawks 49ers set to face off for the first time. Coach McDonald versus Kyle Shanahan, part one. There's a lot of hype behind this. There's a lot of anticipation behind this game. First and foremost, apologies if I sound a little phlegmy. I'm dealing with the cold right now like everybody else is, unfortunately. But we're here. We're recording. We're getting content out to you guys as a thank you for everybody who has been listening, tuning in. Love you guys. Injury updates, first and foremost, are what I'm going to start with today. We had some injury updates that came out last night for Seattle. Reek Woolen and Byron Murphy are both listed as out, unfortunately, in this game, with Derek Hall and Boye Mafe as questionable. I think that leans towards a good showing that, you know, a good, you know, at least sign possibility that they're going to play, because we really need the edge rushing presence in this game, especially against the 49ers and the running attack, which we'll get into here later. Julian Love's going to be a game time decision. This is going to be one of the most important injuries that I'm looking at right now. He is the quarterback of that defense. He sees everything that's going on. He has a C on his chest for a reason. They paid him an immense amount of money in the extension in the offseason for a reason. You re-signed Julian Love specifically for games like tonight, where you're going to have to punch each other in the mouth. Who flinches first, right? We're going to be talking about lines. We're going to be talking about trenches today, but there's going to be a lot of energy. I talk about energy a lot inside of this podcast today. It's a matter of when you look at what Seattle and San Francisco and where their seasons kind of line up right now, this is as coming out of the San Francisco Beat Times and Chronicle, they're labeling this as a must win in San Francisco. They are panicking. They are freaking out. That they, if they lose this game, they fall to 0-3 in the division. That your season's almost, I hate to, people are going to just start to think I'm crazy when I say this. And I'm being strictly analytical. If you go 0-3 in your own conference to start the season, like, the chances of you making the playoffs are less than 40%. It is not good. Yes, they are still the Niners. Yes, they still have Brock Purdy. Yes, they still have, you know, if they get Christian, if they get CMC back. Who knows? But what the matter of the fact is that the Niners' backs are against the wall, ladies and gentlemen. They are panicking. One of my good friends, diehard Niners fan. Respect them for it. Hate the team. Whatever, right? Been real quiet from Niners land. Because they realize where they're at, too, in their season. You know? It's either you win or you can't. It's not really win or go home, even though they're trying to label it that. It doesn't, for me, I don't see it that way. This is, you could still, the Niners could lose this game tonight and still, in multiple ways, make the playoffs with how much talent there is on this team. They just have to be able to click and figure it out. But, you know, we were talking about injuries and stuff. San Francisco, we talked about CMC with the Achilles. He's still out. Talanoa Hufanga will be out in this game. George Kittle will be questionable. Tre'Davious Ward will be questionable as well. This team is just beat up. They're beat up real bad. Javon Hargrave, I do believe, is gone for the rest of the season. He had a bicep tear. He's on IR. His team has been just devastated with injuries left and right. Trent Williams has been battling foot issues the last few weeks. That if Trent Williams for any way gets out of this ball game, the whole game changes for San Francisco. Their offensive play style, scheme, everything changes, because they can't run the system without Trent Williams at left tackle. Just a proven fact. There's something that we're going to be transferring into here in just one second. Were comments from Grant Cohen. If those of you who do not know who Grant Cohen is, he's essentially like the Ryan Divish But for the Niners, like for those of you Mariners fans, you'll know that analogy where I'm coming from. So apologies if I'm just going to be sounds like this is a list. I just have a couple of quotes and stuff and takeaways that I took away from conversation that happened on Hawk Blogger Mornings with Brian Nemhauser. You can find that on Patreon. Would highly recommend it. It's $5 a month. He really has helped me out with some certain things, and I really appreciate him for that. So I try to give him some love and a shout out for that as well. I don't get any money. It's not a commission thing. It's just a friend helping a friend. So San Francisco, in the second halves of the games this year, Kyle Shanahan, for some reason, has leaned heavily on the passing game. It's been a point of confusion. It's a point of, like, damn near people ready to rip their heads or the hair out of their heads because they don't understand. Jordan Mason's been more than, like, adequate fill-in for CMC. You know, it's like he was on track like last week to rush for 1,800 yards, which obviously isn't going to happen because it's like Chris Johnson territory with the Tennessee Titans days. But they're going to lean on the passing attack. I would be shocked if they didn't. It's been a week-to-week-to-week-to-week theme. That was kind of the overall conversation or the beginning of it there with Grant Cohen and Brian Nemhauser. They reference the Vikings game a lot, you know, asking about, is this team susceptible to the running game? Like, can they get ran on? And Grant Cohen was like, yeah. If you can come out and punch the defensive tackles in the mouth first and set the tone and kind of establish the overall vibe of this game, you can run on San Francisco, which for the last few years has been an absolute joke to even think of doing. They've been one of the top five run defenses in the last decade, right? They've always been solid. But right now, they are very, very weak. They are capable and vulnerable against the run game. So, you know, we'll talk about more of that here when we get to, I have keys for Seattle and keys to beating San Francisco as well. We'll talk more about that later. But getting back to this offense and the passing game and everything, Brandon Ayuk has just really struggled to find his rhythm with this team. They've talked about his place just doesn't fit right. Like, he's not getting, you know, the targets aren't in flow, aren't in, like, they're just not in sync. The offense is completely out of sync right now. The whole team is out of sync right now. They talked about specifically not having a kicker. Jake Moody, their kicker, is out for multiple weeks. So now they brought in some random dude off the street to kick for him. That's going to affect what play calls they do on third down and what specifically the decisions that they choose to do on fourth down. Without a reliable, consistent kicker, you will be seeing the Niners probably attempt more fourth down attempts in general, just like we saw with the Lions last week. So this isn't going to be all that different, but the only difference this is happening is because they don't have a kicker versus the Lions kind of pride themselves on being able to complete those fourth down conversions all game long. Let's see here. We'll just kind of transfer into beating or the, for me, I have keys to beating San Francisco and then we'll have keys for Seattle, blah, blah, blah. If you want to beat the Niners, you must stop the run game. You have to. This isn't, you know, I'm not trying to be disrespectful to Jordan Mason. He, again, for fantasy owners, he has been more than adequate this season. He's been a great fill-in. He's not Christian McCaffrey, okay? He's going to be physical. He's going to run in between the tackles. It's going to be like a Le'Veon Bell-esque vibe. You can do this. Just don't let him run over your faces, because if the Niners get the taste in their mouth that they're going to be able to run the ball, it puts us in a position where instead of being in a spot to dictate terms, we have to just kind of accept it, you know, like just give it a hug, which is what we want to do. Like, I know it's kind of a weird analogy, but that's what Mike McDonald was referencing this last week in press conferences, was that we've been sitting there and absorbing the contact. Like, we weren't out in the first 2 weeks we ran out, we hit. We initialized that contact. It was a point of emphasis with this transition of speed and tenacity and the ability to tackle and wrap up, which is something that we've also struggled with. Like, can we please, for the love of God, just wrap up and tackle? Rayshon Jenkins, you've got a broken, fractured wrist, whatever the deal is, and you've got a club wrapped up because you're a savage warrior. Props to you, man. But it's frustrating sitting here watching a team and players that physically cannot wrap up somebody because they don't have two hands. I'm going to hear people say, well, people have wrapped up, you know, players beforehand without two hands. Good point. Fair. Right? But then you need to figure out how to accomplish that task. Because the Niners are going to test that today. Kyle Shanahan is going to say, we are going to run the football with conviction and play action. Because when Brock Purdy gets back in the shotgun, it turns into a big old crap fest. It's not pretty. That's why Brock Purdy has 6 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, and multiple lost fumbles. He's not been good this year. Geno's been better. And again, not being a homer, Geno is leading the league in passing yards. Not Brock Purdy. Geno does not have 4 interceptions. Brock Purdy does. Pardon me, I'm trying to get my throat cleared for you guys. There is multiple ways that you can limit the Niners, and that limiting, that style of limiting them will benefit you to winning this football game. You must have a positive turnover differential. I don't give a damn what happens. If we do not get a turnover in this game, the percentages of us winning this game are significantly less. Because the Niners are going to push us and test what the McDonald defenses can do right now. Can I put you in a bare front? Are we going to go 3 front? Are we going to go too high? Drop back more into a traditional 4-man defensive line? Are we going to run 2 linebackers? Are we going to run 2 linebackers in a safety? Are we going to run big nickel? They're going to test all of these things. And by you putting in different positions, Devin Witherspoon, I'm calling your ass out. You need to play football like you're capable of, Devin. You are the 5th overall draft pick for a reason. You were Pro Bowl last year in your rookie year for a reason. You have not played to that level this year. It has been incredibly disappointing. I called you out last week. On the very end of my show, player to watch, Devin Witherspoon. And he didn't do a damn thing. The whole defense didn't do a damn thing. They sucked against the Giants. That's not what this podcast is here for today, right? But I specifically was looking for Devin Witherspoon to step up last week. He didn't do it. So I'm going to double down. Because he's one of those players that plays with such a high level of energy and like just overall bravado. Excuse me. I was looking for the word I was looking for, right? Moxie, pride, swag, whatever word you want to use, right? You need to play like the Seahawks you're capable of. You'll be in the grays tonight. It will be throwbacks. You need to smack these men in the mouth. No question. Don't make excuses. Figure it out. I'm nervous. I'm excited. I'm anxious. There's a flow of emotions for me with this game. Because I hate them Niners. There's 2 teams in sports I just raised to not like at all. New York Yankees, San Francisco 49ers. And today is part 1 installment of this Mike McDonald versus Kyle Shanahan like saga. I'm here for it. Let's get into the keys for Seattle to winning this game. You need to run the football. Ken Walker, you need to just eat. Just keep eating until you're full, and then just keep on eating until you're over full, and we'll tell you when to stop eating. That's how much you need to run the ball today. Run down their throats. Make them load the box and then throw the ball deep, one-on-one man coverage to DK Metcalf, because Charvarius Ward, like I mentioned earlier in the injury updates, is questionable in this game, and it doesn't sound like a good questionable. It sounds like more of a game-time decision, which means they're really pushing it to get him back for this game. So I think you need to be, you know, you got to be able to run that ball. You've got to be able to open up that, to drop that 2 safety look down, get that cover 2 shell out of here. You know, make him play man coverage and burn him. Let DK just set the tone. You know, play the way you're capable of playing. We've seen deep balls to DK. We've seen the 100-yard games with Ken Walker. We've seen some decent like defensive like performances in general. Nothing quite to the level that I was expecting, to be honest with you. But it's early. It's freaking 5 weeks, right? We have to take a chill pill, look in the mirror, evaluate where we are, and with the rookie coach, not everyone's going to be Sean McVay and go to the playoffs inside the first year, which I call to be on this prediction for this season. I called them to be a wild card team, right? And I'll stand by that. I have no problem. I'm not second, not backing down from what I thought or my predictions for the season, right? But if you do not incorporate running the football against the Niners and you become a one-dimensional offense, you are up a creek, no paddle, screwed. It is a recipe to lose. You will not win that game. Geno cannot have 50 passing attempts. The Niners will win that game flow and that overall vibe every single time. You need to make sure that Nick Bosa does not beat the living crap out of Stone Forsyth. Do not allow Nick Bosa to inhale Geno Smith. Stone Forsyth did a very good job, more than adequate, against Aiden Hutchinson last week against the Detroit Lions. And it's a lure one, like an A plus or like an A versus a B plus grade, right? Between Nick Bosa and Aiden, right? So they're fairly comparable. But you, regardless of where they're at standings, the same idea is there. You can't let him just tear off the edge and sack Geno, force fumbles, create turnovers, because his team will build up momentum and it's going to be a huge pain in the ass to stop that. So, and the same thing goes for Charles Cross. Charles Cross against Bosa, this is a big thing because they don't really have a lot of big other edge rushers. You know, they have Leonard Floyd, but he ain't done a damn thing all year. But it really just comes down to controlling your edges and playing the way that McDonald wants him to play, which is fast, aggressive, speed, dictate terms. Don't sit there and accept the blow. You need to go out and dictate terms today. So, tackle with conviction, wrap up the ball carrier. I do not care if it is Jordan Mason. I do not care if it is George Kittle. I do not care if it's Juwan Jennings. Whoever it is, whoever is holding the football needs to be slammed down to the turf with absolute conviction. I know I'm using this word over and over again. It's for a reason. We need to play like the team you're capable of playing as, and it starts tonight. My prediction, 27-24 Hawks. I think that there's going to be two touchdowns for Brock Purdy. I think there'll be one rushing touchdown, and there'll be one field goal. I don't think the kicker is going to be able to make two field goals. It's going to come down to Jason Myers making one at the end of regulation. It will be tasty. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to be today's podcast. Hope you guys enjoy the content. It's going to be a freaking banger of a game tonight. Who knows? Seahawks win. I might hop back on this thing, and we'll do a post-game show, which I haven't done in a long time. But you know what? Anything's possible, baby. Love you guys. Appreciate you guys so much for listening. I'll catch you guys on the next time. Peace.